As part of the panel, Park City Mayor Andy Bierman spoke about their ambitious goals to be net zero carbon and run 100% renewable energy for city operations by 2022. Mayor Bierman reported that the goal was being accomplished through work with Rocky Mountain Power and the Utah State Legislature. One result of those efforts is the construction of a series of solar farms by Rocky Mountain Power. Mayor Bierman noted that the first solar farm will be used to power Park City Municipal, Summit County, Deer Valley, and Park City Mountain Resort.
A few years after that, we're planning on building one, or Rocky Mountain Power will be building one to provide renewable energy for the entire county.
Heber and Midway do not have near as aggressive renewable energy goals. Midway Mayor Celeste Johnson noted that the issues mayors work on are almost always priorities driven by residents.
We just simply don't have the bandwidth to get all the information really fast for really critical issues. And if we're looking at things that really we want to get done, it's got to be bipartisan. It's got to be grassroots. We've got to be able to count on our citizens to help bring this information forward. And I feel like I've become an expert in some areas, and this is not an area I'm an expert. It's something I believe in. But I have appreciated very much the citizens in our county who have come forward and helped us.
Heber and Midway are working on issues related to climate change, however. Midway passed an open space bond last year to preserve agricultural land within the city. Heber has also looked into placing air monitors throughout their city. Both cities and Charleston own Heber Light and Power, which provides energy services to the Heber Valley. Heber Light and Power allows individual consumers to choose to opt in to 100% renewable energy. Heber Mayor Colleen Potter also addressed the fact that nuclear power may soon be part of the Heber Light and Power's energy mix.
If this comes to pass, there's still some hurdles to get through, including costs. Like, we're looking at it and saying it's got to meet a certain cost requirement or we're not willing to do it. So we know what the costs are, we have guarantees of where it will be, and we still have some off-ramps that if it doesn't stay in that range. Right now it's high, it is higher, but if it doesn't stay in a range that the cities are comfortable with, we still have off-ramps to
The mayors recognize that community-led efforts may be the best way to cool off increasingly partisan national dialogue.
In a lot of ways, the environmental issues should be grassroots and should rise up, as should the solutions. And so I told a lot of my peers, I think we're in a period of renaissance where the public is looking for us to carry their values and move issues like climate change forward and come up with solutions that then can move on to D.C. and perhaps we can take some of the partisanship out of it.
That's Park City Mayor Andy Bierman. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.